This is Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or any member of your house? This is not what?
Not Bethany.
Not Bethany. Well, it doesn't matter. As long as you're registered to vote, we can do this with you, too.
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. Does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely
yes.
going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all, or you're not registered?
I can't speak for them, but I will.
You will, okay. What's your main racial background?
White, Caucasian, American.
Okay. What is your age? I can give you a range if you prefer.
I don't care. 79.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I don't think much of anything is going in the right direction these days.
Okay.
But DeSantis is doing a pretty good job, except for his teachers.
Mm-hmm. So in your community overall, would you say wrong
what
track?
What do you mean by community?
In your community, like where you live, around you. Are they going
in
the right direction or the wrong direction?
It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? It's a long list. All of them are important, but try to choose just one. Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, illegal immigration.
Let's do inflation, but I don't think it has to do with my community. It has to do with Washington and a lousy president.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them, or if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can indicate that too. We're starting with Donald Trump.
And what is my answer supposed to be? I mean, like...
Yep. If you're favorable or unfavorable.
Okay, favorable.
Yeah, favorable or unfavorable.
Favorable.
Okay, very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. The remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Again, it's a long list. All of them are important. Try to choose just one. Strengthening school safety and security measures. Improving the academic rating of schools. Ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained. Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline. Reducing class sizes. Increasing school choice options, or increasing teacher pay?
Increasing teacher pay.
Okay. Now you're going to be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. And just like before, tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can indicate that too. Starting with teachers' unions.
The whole union unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Yeah, probably very.
Very, okay. Your local PTA or PTO?
No opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Charter schools?
No opinion.
Okay. Traditional public schools?
I don't know. That's kind of a broad thing because...
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, it's not about the school. I don't know what to say because it's all bad because we don't have teachers. And because we don't have teachers, it's because we don't have pay for the teachers. And the school board is the one that's causing the whole problem. So, I don't know.
I hear you. Then we have your county school board.
Probably the same. Unfavorable.
Okay. Oh, very unfavorable or somewhat?
I don't know exactly, so.
Okay. What about Moms for Liberty?
No opinion.
Okay, teachers.
Yeah, I have no idea. What? Teachers.
Yeah.
I don't know if my daughter's a teacher, and that's very favorable, but there are a lot of unfavorable, and we don't even have enough of them. So, you know, this stuff is hard to answer.
Yeah, no problem. Don't worry. There's no right or wrong answer. You're doing great. I appreciate that. What about private schools? You feel favorable or unfavorable towards them?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I guess very favorable, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, we're halfway done. We appreciate your help so far. Moving on, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job your county school board is doing?
I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they're excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Again, it's difficult. Not so good.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes you? Number one, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Number two, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or number three, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
I'll take two.
Two, okay. Which is closer to your opinion? Number one, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or number two, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Number three.
Sorry, it's only one or two. The last one? You mean the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next. As you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. So which is closer to your opinion? Number one, that the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to you, and that we should keep politics out of the classroom, and that you'll support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities, or number two, that the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it'll help you choose to the candidate that best shares your values.
Absolutely, number two.
Number two, all right. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or number two, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Number two.
Okay. We're almost done, so I appreciate your help so far. Now, you're going to be given a series of issue positions a candidate might hold. And just let me know if each makes you more or less likely to vote for that candidate in the election for school board. Or if they don't make difference, they don't make a difference to you, you can indicate that too. Starting with a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, to renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
What was it? I don't agree with that because the money never gets appropriated, so no.
Okay, so does it make you less likely to vote for a candidate like this?
Yeah.
Or, okay, much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
Okay, now a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female. Are you more likely to support someone like this or less?
More.
Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Okay. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
That's a toughie too, because not every school, they're not all the same, but less likely.
Okay, somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
I guess somewhat likely.
Okay.
Somewhat less likely,
Oh, somewhat less, okay. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms would say America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
It's very likely. Very, what is it?
Much more likely, you mean?
No.
To vote for?
No, I wouldn't vote for them.
Oh, so much less likely, or just somewhat less.
Probably less likely.
Much less? Okay.
Much less likely.
Okay. Next, a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
I'm very favorable.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code.
Very favorable.
Okay. A candidate who supports the parental rights and education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Now read that again, please.
Yeah. A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Yes, very favorable.
Okay. A candidate who supports making classrooms, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours.
Very favorable.
All right. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Very favorable.
Okay, the last statement says a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Very favorable.
Very favorable as well? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, these last short demographic questions, before we finish, are for classification purposes only. Shouldn't take more than a minute to end the survey. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10?
No. Oh.
Between 11 and 20 or more than 20?
More than 20.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Definitely conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Okay. What's the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College degree.
College degree with a 2-year degree or a 4-year degree?
4-year.
4-year, okay. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No.
No, okay. And last question is, generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times a week? About once a week or not frequently?
Once a week.
Once a
week.
That's
a strange
All right.
question.
I know, but
I mean,
it's right
cares?
Here. I just gotta... Yeah, it's very different from the other questions we were asking, but I appreciate your patience and participation as well. The survey's completed now. Enjoy the rest of your evening, please.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Quite welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.